Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell. For today, Sunday, February 24th, we're excited about tonight's show. Just a reminder, if you have a comment or question, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Tonight's guest joining us tonight is fashion stylist and key set costumer Lenitra Butler. We're going to bring her on the line in a few seconds, but first we just have a quick anniversary announcement.
Beauty Talk Radio, hosted by your favorite twin celebrity makeup artists, Janice and Denise Tunnell, is celebrating 10 years, and we simply want to say thank you to all of our guests, our sponsors, and supporters who have taken the journey with us. Because of your support, we've been able to bring you conversation, beauty and skincare tips from the industry's finest, and so many more. Sam Fine, Australian makeup artist Ray Morris, James Vincent, V. Neal, Nigeria's own Lola Maja, Kevin James Bennett, Rocky Cosetti, Marietta Carter Narcisse, Tim Bucharin, Mickey Taylor, formerly of Essence Magazine, AJ Crimson, Michael DeVellis, Suzanne Patterson, Larry Sims, Denisa Myricks, Melissa Street, Michael Key of Makeup Artist Magazine, Camille Friend Rochard, Naja Riquette, Bernadette Thompson, and so many more. We're celebrating 10 years, and we're so excited about what's to come for Beauty Talk Radio. Millions listen live and via iTunes downloads from around the world. So we have to say thank you to our listeners in the U.S., of course, the U.K., Australia, Ghana, Russia, South Africa, Uganda, Brazil, South Korea, Ireland, Canada, Sweden, the Bahamas, and so many other parts of the world. Are you following us on social media? We're on Instagram at beauty_talk_media. We're also on Twitter at beauty_talk. And we can't forget about Facebook, Beauty Talk Online. We're celebrating 10 years. We're excited about where we're going, and we know you are too.
All right, we are back. I'm going to bring my sister on the line just in case she has something quick she wants to say. But again, we are speaking with fashion stylist Lenitra Butler, and I'm going to bring Lenitra on the line as well. Hi, Lenitra.
Hello. Hello, Denise and Janice. How you guys doing?
We are wonderful. Glad to have you on with us tonight.
Thank you. Congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Hopefully we can do 10 more years.
Yes, I see it. I can see that. I can see 20 more.
I don't know what my sister's going to say about that, but we're going to keep trying.
Yes.
All right. So tonight we're talking red carpet fashion. We're looking at this red carpet from the Academy Awards, and let's just talk about the magic that's already been on the carpet. What did you think about Regina King?
Regina King, yes. I'm so happy you brought her up. That white dress, so beautiful, draped beautifully. She looked amazing. And actually, one thing that's a trend on the red carpet is actually everybody's doing white dresses now. They're kind of going away from the black tie, dark colors, and white is becoming one of the most popular colors to wear on the red carpet. And, of course, the first thing that I see, one of the first ones that I see is her in this beautiful white dress. Beautiful.
Oh, my God. It just had a very classic look. Her hair, her makeup, everything was just so perfect, not overdone, just classic,
right.
just elegant, just pretty.
Yes, and I like how on the side, like how it gathered, and like it's just like the draping. That's one of the dresses where you can basically draping is. If you ask any designer, draping is like one of the hardest things to do. You think it's easy, but it's the hardest thing to do because you have to make the clothes go around the body, and it's just hard to do that with draping. And it's just the dress was so beautiful. So I just like the detail in the front where it gathers, like, on the side. And then she has that, like, high slit. And then she has the white stilettos with it. So everything is, like, brought together perfectly.
So far, she's, like, one of my, from what I've seen, she's, like, the best dress so far for me.
For me as well. Definitely for me as well, what I've seen so far. She is the best dress.
Nice.
And what do you think about her makeup?
I thought it was nice. It was just, you know, it was just simple, very simple. Nothing, you know, not too much of anything. I think the focus is going to be really on her dress. That's the first thing that grabs you when you look at her. And then everything else, just to me, just her hair, her makeup, it just falls in place, I think.
Right.
It looks very Regina to me. You know what I mean? She's simple but classic, never overdone.
Right.
I think she has the perfect red carpet look.
Perfect, and she gets to show off her guns. Did you see her arms?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I love. Like, that's all part of it. That's all part of, like, you know, her look is the way she looks in her clothes and the way her body looks in the clothes. So that makes it even, you know, even more appealing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we kind of just jumped right into the conversation, and I didn't properly do what I normally do. So can you just basically just give us a quick introduction, just let our listening audience know a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from, how long you've been in the film and entertainment industry, and how long you've been doing what you're doing and all that good stuff.
Yes. I am originally from a small town in Mississippi called Carrollton, Mississippi. Then I moved to Starkville, which is a small college town in Mississippi, when I was 12. And then I went to school here in Georgia, in Atlanta, at AIU in Buckhead. It's called American Intercontinental University. And I got my fashion degree there. And so I've always had such a just a love for fashion, all things fashion, fabrics and fashion, I mean, fabric properties and all things fashion. I've always had a love for it. And even growing up, my mother had to push me out of the bathroom. I had a house full of sisters, and I'm in the bathroom draping my towel in dresses, like seeing how many dresses that I could come up with. So it's always been... before she can, like, push me out the bathroom, it was, like, a thing. I was like, how many dresses can I come up with my bath towel before she makes me get out of the bathroom? But it's always been, like, a big love for me. And then my sister was definitely my style icon growing up, my oldest sister. And then once I moved to Starkville with her, it just it went from there. She was very stylish herself. And so it was easy for me to, you know, just be interested in fashion. And then once I went to school for it, I was interning with a fashion stylist here in Atlanta. And then while I was managing, I graduated from school, I went into retail management. And one of my clients was Tyler Perry's makeup artist. And she was Wanda Patterson, and she was one of the people who was telling me about the union, and I got into the union, and everything kind of went from there. And so I've been doing costumes and wardrobe in the film and television industry since 2012. So, yeah, it's been over 7 years for me, and I've absolutely loved it. And just working with, collaborating with designers, and I just have to say, I am one of the nominees for the best costume design is Ruth Carter, and working with her, I worked with her being Mary Jane, and that was such an amazing experience working with her, and just the way that she works. Her visualization is so amazing, and her research is so extensive. So just being able to work with designers like that and being on set and dealing with continuity, it's been absolutely amazing. It's something that I do even when I'm not working. I just, I'm always looking at people's wardrobe and their clothes, and it's just something I think all stylists do. We just kind of, you know, just do this once over, but it's just something that I've been doing for so long that I do it when I'm not even thinking about it. So, yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful experience, and I've just been enjoying it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies, Angela Bassett has walked the red carpet. Did you see it?
Let me see. And what is – mine is actually on a commercial now. It looks like it's an ad, but – what color is her dress? Oh, my God, I can't wait to see it.
It's pink. It's pink. It's gorgeous. It's really gorgeous. I can't do it justice to kind of talk about it, but it's it's pink. It's pink with a split. Everybody's showing leg this year.
Yes.
It has a small train. Kind of like a bow shoulder. I don't know if I'm explaining that properly. It is gorgeous.
One shoulder.
One shoulder.
Up
you go to Twitter, and you can probably follow at the Academy, and you can probably
following it. Then I thought this one would see. Okay, yeah, I have it.
And Global Grind as well. It's gorgeous.
That's one of just also to let you ladies know, that's one of the trends for spring is one shoulder things that's like coming back. I mean, that trend was out a while ago, but that trend is definitely back. It's one of the spring trends. So anything one shoulder, they're calling it the one cold shoulder look. So
she just has her hair kind of slicked back, ponytail, the center part, and I think smoky eyes from what I see. It looks like looks like a dark lip, but it's so Angela. The whole look is gorgeous.
Yes.
Now, Lanitra, you mentioned Ruth Carter. I don't know if you saw any of the. I don't know if you saw any of the other films that has been nominated for costume design. But Okay, so. What do you think of her chances for winning the Oscar tonight?
Oh, my God. I think her chances are high, absolutely high. Now, I'm not saying it because I work with Ruth and also that Black Panther was filmed here in Atlanta, but it's just the extensiveness of her research that she did for each and every last one of those costumes. I don't know if – you know, everybody was able to check out her, the videos that's out there of her research and just hearing her talk about the costume and the process of building those costumes. It's just amazing. And she has a true love for what she does and for costumes that you just cannot deny. So just with that alone, everything that she puts into her costume design and the way that it was portrayed on film, it's no denying. And the detail that went into it, it's no denying it.
And she's been at it for so long, too.
Yes, yes. And I think it's been like 30 years for her. Her first film was School Days with Spike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she recently mm-hmm. just had like a 30-year anniversary for that. So just to see her, I saw her on the red carpet earlier. They interviewed her, and she looked amazing. She had on this beautiful, like, sequined gown. It was like green and navy. I'm trying to remember the colors. And she had on this, like, neck piece with it. She looked beautiful. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, we'll see her later, but I don't think we're going to see her on the red carpet again. But I saw her earlier, like, around 5:30. But she looked amazing. She's definitely the front runner. Say it again. I can hear you.
Did you see Octavia Spencer?
Let's see. What is she? No, I haven't seen her. I'm looking now. It's Danny Glover, and looks like his family. He looks debonair.
Yeah.
He always definitely. He always keeps it simple. But I love that about with men. You just need a little detail with. But yeah, so.
Speaking about men, what about mm-hmm. Billy Porter?
Oh my gosh, yes, Billy. Have you, I haven't seen him. Have you seen him on the carpet yet?
Yes.
Let me make sure. I'm looking at mine. I'm on the live too, and I see, who is this guy? This is the guy, the director for Moonlight. Is that the one that they're talking to now?
I'm not sure. I'm online looking at just different there's just a bunch of different ones coming across my feed. So, but mm-hmm. if you're
I'm on the Twitter live cam.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, but
you
I think Billy Walker.
Have to go back.
Yeah, Billy walked the red carpet a little while ago.
And I love him. He has such a big personality. And his I love that his wardrobe, his look, it actually matches his big personality that he has.
Well, he has a big personality outfit on. Yeah, it was like a tuxedo gown, if I could say that.
Mm.
It's big. It's big. Then
okay,
we have.
So who do we have now? Looks like they're talking to Tina Fey, Mary Poehler. Are you looking? You guys looking
uh-huh.
at that one?
Mhm. Hold on. It's like I can't even really get to the feed that I want to because everything else is just popping up. And
yeah, I know. What do you guys think about wearing a? Oh my gosh, Angela Bassett! I see it now.
See it now.
It is gorgeous. They keep cutting in and out. Like, go back to Angela. You know what? And one thing about her. I think that makes her even radiate even more, just, you know, outside of hair, makeup, wardrobe. It's just her inner beauty. She is so beautiful and regal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching a video about all the things that she does. Someone asked her, like, how do you, like, all the things she does to look the way she does. And she's like, you want to know? And she, like, you know, tells everything. I think it's one of the Black Panther interviews. And
that's my girl. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I see
good.
Amanda Stenberg. I didn't mean to.
Who do you see?
Cut you off. Amanda Stenberg.
I think I see her.
She was the star of the movie The Hate U Give.
Oh, yes. And I still haven't been able to see that. But I heard it's really good. I know you guys worked on that.
Yeah, it was really good.
So what do you guys do differently for, like, red carpet makeup versus, like, TV makeup?
Well, the one thing is, when you're dealing with TV and film, you know, the makeup is per character. So, you know, we have to remember that we're creating characters, and they have a certain look, you know, something that you've discussed with the director. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're doing the makeup, you're going to give the directors and the producers what they want. But then the actor also has a small, you know, say-so in it. And then you're going to kind of put your own twist on it. But when it comes to red carpet, it's pretty much you're going to think about, one, what the talent likes, but also you're going to also play off what she's wearing, how she's wearing her hair. You're going to incorporate all of those things into her look.
Yeah.
And for me, I think it's important that the actor, singer, or whoever it is on the carpet, I think it's important for them to be themselves and to be true to who they are, you know what I mean, and what their style is. So I think for the makeup for red carpet, I think it's, you know, if they're the type of person who doesn't wear much makeup on a normal basis, then I think on the red carpet, you should definitely focus on the skin and making sure that the skin is visible, and then you're just enhancing around that as far as, you know, maybe like, you know, lots of mascara or lashes. You don't have to do that three-dimensional eye. You know, this is not Instagram. This is just, you know, live on the red carpet in front of tons of flashes and cameras. You know what I mean? So it's
right. And I always
wonder about
less is more.
Gotcha. Yeah, less is definitely more.
Oh, I see Billy. Billy, I absolutely love it. It's a velvet. His coat is a long fitted coat, velvet coat. Wow. Did you guys see Jennifer Hudson?
Oh, no.
I didn't see Jennifer Hudson, but I saw Jennifer Lewis.
Oh, I didn't see Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer Hudson, everybody, oh, wow. Everybody is doing one shoulder. And I knew that that would be popular, but a lot of people are doing one shoulder. Jennifer Hudson, she's wearing a one shoulder, long sleeve, ruffle, red, like a deep red dress. Beautiful. So are we, it's on a commercial now. Am I on the right feed? I know it's so many different feeds.
I don't even know. I don't even think I'm on the one you're on. I don't even know where I am.
I know they have so many different, I'm actually watching it. I have YouTube TV, so I'm watching that. But I'm also watching it on Twitter as well. Kind of going back and forth.
So, let me ask you, Lanisha. Okay, I see Jennifer Hudson. Yeah, the dress is nice. I think her hair and makeup is kind of played down a little bit. Not really too impressed. I love the color on her, though.
The color is great on her. It definitely is. Wow, this is exciting. And I see someone in the background with this big red ruffled dress. Who is that? Oh, I can't see. Oh, I think it's... carpet. But yeah, I'm really hoping that I'm definitely going for Black Panther for best costume design. just because my that's my thing. What who are you guys pulling? You pulling for anybody in particular for? Because they do the makeup as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who are you guys? Is you have any favorites or?
Well, you know, in the you're talking in the makeup and hair category.
Uh huh.
Well, in the makeup and hair category, it's they usually combine the two, and for some of those, for some of the movies that are that the hair and makeup teams are being nominated for, I really didn't even see them.
Especially,
so it's kind of hard to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was thinking maybe do they do a lot of like period pieces, or I think I saw where someone had like a deformed. Like face and like prosthetic makeup, like oh gosh, I think about that.
Yeah,
I just when people don't think about all the work that goes into like prosthetic makeup and doing all those different looks and stuff too.
Well, you know,
typically
films like that where you see period makeup or prosthetics and things like that, those are the films that typically win. Nobody's really given Academy Awards out for straight makeup.
Right, right. And that's what I noticed, that most of those nominated were, like, period pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Most part. Yeah. So, yeah. I love.
I mean, the one name that I do recognize amongst the nominees would be this gentleman, Greg Cannon, for Vice. And so I do know. Yeah, who he is, but I'm not very familiar with any of the other nominees. But I do know, again, Vice, Greg Hannum, and Kate Biscoe was for hair for that same movie. Then there's another movie, Border, and then Mary Queen of Scots. They were the ones nominated for the Hair and Makeup Academy Award.
Okay. Cool. There's just so many movies. It's so funny that, you know, when we work so much, we don't get a chance to, like, see the things that we work
right.
on.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know
like,
that's like...
How...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
No, I was just mentioning that another one that I just remembered that's up for Best Picture is BlacKkKlansman. And if you guys had saw that one.
I hadn't seen that one either.
Oh, I haven't seen it either. Didn't get a chance to see that one either. But what were you saying? Was that Denise?
That's Denise. In your opinion, how important is it for, you know, the total package, hair, makeup, and you know, wardrobe as far as the red carpet and how the whole look is put together? Do you think it should be put together as a team effort or just, you know, individually people kind of coming up with their own thing. Like, how do you feel like that's important to have that that team aspect brought to the whole look?
Absolutely. Because I think, you know, as far as hair, makeup, wardrobe, and then you have the actual talent, you know, the person that will be wearing it, I think it has to be a collaborative effort because, you know, when you get a bunch of creative people together, you are able to bounce, you know, ideas and things off each other that you may have thought of that I didn't think of, just little things, and you can give your suggestions and opinions on, you know, the jewelry or, oh, if she does this, she could put this in her hair or, you know, as far as for the makeup and how it goes with the dress. I think it's definitely important for it to be a collaborative effort because you got to think about everybody is there to bring the attention to that person. And I was just remembering, like, for instance, I'm going to give you an example, like Lupita. I remember when she was in 12 Years a Slave. This was, like, back in 2014. And she was on the carpet. I remembered her face, but her dress, and this was at the Golden Globes. So the Golden Globes, you know, it's always, like, the warm-up for the Oscars as far as, like, with the red carpet. But her dress was so beautiful and so striking, and everything was on point, hair, makeup, wardrobe. Like, her dress was beautiful, her makeup, her jewelry, everything was so on point that it actually made everybody, like, ask, who is this? And it's just that I remembered her face, but that her, as far as her red carpet, I think it helped to catapult her to where she is now. She's like a fashion icon. She's been, you know, graced the cover of magazines, and she's, you know, been in different movies, still in movies. One that's coming up in theaters now, and it's just that I feel I just always remember that red cape dress from one of her red carpets. And I think from that point, she just elevated each year. So I think it's extremely important. I think it really helped her to become, you know, the icon, the fashion icon that she is today.
Right.
Mhm. So everybody working together on it just to make that one look, you know. But it's memorable, and people remember that, and it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Did you happen to see Ruth Carter on the red carpet?
Yes, I did see Ruth quickly before we started. And,
okay.
Yeah, I was saying that she has on this sequin dress, like green, blue, like the pale blue color that's, like, really popular. It's also another trend for the spring. It's, like, green, but it's, like, it's off the shoulder. It's very elaborate on the shoulders. It's off the shoulders, but it goes around her arms. But it's a really beautiful sequin dress. And she has on, like, this neck piece. That also on the back, when I noticed that when she walked off, it has this, like, half moon. Actually, I'm going to tell you exactly what it looked like. You know, the jewelry, the necklace that you guys made that I bought from you, it's kind of like the half. It's like that. She has one of, it's like a really, like a statement neck piece, and it has that little half moon detail on the back, in the center of her back of the dress. But you'll see it. It looks great.
I think she looks nice, and her hair is up.
Her
makeup
up.
Looks
yeah.
nice.
It's very.
I'm just ready for her to walk across that stage and get that award.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I know it's
I
something
think
that she's. Mhm. It's definitely time.
And you know, that's what I call excellence. Her career. And like you're talking about all the detail in her research and, you know, it's just amazing. And that's what I like to see. You know, like when you're working on set, you know, it doesn't start when you reach that 30-year mark. You know what I mean?
Right.
It starts the first time you hit set, no matter what your position is, no matter what the job is. You know, we go after these jobs, and what we should be displaying every single day is just simply excellence. And then trying to find a way to make our jobs easier, make our jobs better, but learning something in the process. And so I'm so inspired when I see Ruth, because I know she's been doing this for a very, very long time. And then to see, you know, her with her, I believe this is her very first nomination, yes.
This is her third.
And then
it's
I'm
third.
Just going to claim
oh, okay.
that she's going to win. Yeah, this is her third nomination?
Yes, the third.
Okay, so it's her third nomination. Well, I'm claiming this to be her first win. I'm really hoping that she will finally win it tonight.
Yes, it's definitely
that would,
time.
That would make her the first Black woman to take home the award for best costume design.
Yeah.
And that's got to be very inspiring to Black people who work in
of
the
course.
Fashion industry, especially those who are in film and TV. Oh, my God.
Yes, of course. And I can say one thing I've noticed that just from her, all of the, and you know, us living in Atlanta too, that we see a lot of up and coming Black costume designers. Not even up and coming, but they've been doing it for years. They've been putting in work for years, you know. And I think about like Sakina, she's been doing it for years. And I was thinking of all the different people that I saw there that are actually designers that were there with her, and they were so proud just to be, because they know that it's possible for them to be where she is. Cairo and Jacqueline and a lot of designers were there. Rita, and they all were there, you know, supporting, because they had an event, you know, of course, before, the day before, where they awarded her. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely amazing.
But also, I can also say, though, you know, we see in our day, we're seeing a lot of black costume designers who have been here for a while now. But think about Ruth when she started. I can promise you that looked like her. And so
of
the
course.
Things that she had to overcome and to go through to even be in the business for 30 years is a major, major, major accomplishment.
Right.
So I'm just excited to see this happen.
Yes. It's going to be such an iconic moment for so many people, and, you know, especially for her and her family and her team, the people that she worked with over the years,
mm-hmm.
she's used. And I remember talking to one of the designers that she worked with, and he was telling me how she made him a better designer from that point on working with her. Like, she pushed him she pushed him so much to the point where it made him better. I feel that, you know, someone has to have that genuine interest and to care to even push you. Like, I know you got it in you to do this. It was like that type of situation, and he delivered. And look where they are now. So I think this is amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And I think also, too, as being a costume designer, your team is so important. And when I think about an action movie, all the other things that have to be done, especially, oh, wow, look at Billy. yes, Billy. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at his with the neckline, with the ruffles, and he has a pin on his tie. But, yeah, all of the detail that goes into building the superhero, you know, outfits and everything, and the material, special material for that. Yeah, it's a lot from that point. So I'm definitely, definitely so happy for her. She definitely deserves it because she is a hard worker, and she knows her stuff, and she's passionate about it.
Yeah. Take us through.
And this is, what do you guys think about sometimes the under? I was just looking at what's her name? Was it Charlize Theron? I don't know if you just saw her dress, but just the, you know, the dresses that are just the classics, like simple. Do you like classic simple dresses, or you like dramatic, or somewhere in the middle?
This is Denise. I tend to lean towards, you know, the classic simple dress, but, you know, I like to inch a little towards somewhere in the middle as well. Now, the over-the-top, that's not me.
Yeah.
Because I can just imagine, like, when I see some of the over-the-top stuff, I always think about if I were wearing that. Like,
yeah.
would it be comfortable, you know, would I trip over the dress, you know?
Yeah.
It's just always something like, oh, my God, this is too much. When I go to sit down at the ceremony, you know, is it going to be a little difficult? You know, it just makes you wish you just had never thought about wearing it in the first place, and you should have done something simpler. So I always tend to go with just classic.
Oh.
Yeah, I like those classic looks as well. I feel like you can't go wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah.
One thing too about that, you can't go wrong. And then when you look at it like 10 years later or 20 years later, it still looks good. And it doesn't look like, oh, that
right.
looks like 2019. I remember that whenever I was wearing it.
Right, right.
So, you know, as far as like, Yeah, I mean, it just sticks out. Well, you know, as far as with trends, but when you have a dramatic dress, I like drama, but I like it to the point where it's more the drama comes from it looking aesthetically beautiful instead of it the drama that, you know, if you can tell when some dresses are so dramatic to the point where it's talked about because of how crazy it was, instead of it being like just so beautiful. Like some fashion, I mean, some dresses that are over the top just take your breath away. Like those are the ones that I like those over the top breath taking dresses. That's what I like. But yeah. And one thing with this whole, they actually have a dress code. It's kind of like it has changed over the years, but I was reading that it was a white tie like type of event, and I just saw this guy who actually had on a white tie with his tuxedo, and he looked really nice. But they were just saying how, you know, back when they first started the Oscars, I mean, it's in this, 91st year when they first started the Oscars, how the wardrobe, I mean, how the dress code has changed. So they got, like, black tie, and then they have, like, Hollywood black tie. And so, you know, with Hollywood, they can be a little bit more risque and kind of, you know, more dramatic. This one, the different, you know, looks come in like that. But it was interesting to see how the dress code has changed over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How do I, and this is just a fashion question, but what staple pieces should I have in my closet, in my wardrobe, to go from day to night looks?
Day to night looks. You can one thing that's easy to go from day to night, you can always do like a dark, if you're going to have jeans, it could be like a dark pair of denim. That way you can dress it down in the daytime, and then you can like dress it up with whatever shoes. You can do like a boot with it, depending on where you go, a point and toe boot, or you can do a heel, or you could do like a stiletto with it to kind of take it to night. Then also, it kind of depends. It depends on what you add to that. And when I say add to it, meaning like how you style it. So one thing about taking something from day to night, as long as you know, like there are like little things that you can change to elevate it to a night look, to take it from day to night. Like, oh, I'm going to add a jacket. Oh, okay, so I'm going to add a blazer to it, and then, you know, I'll push the sleeves up and then add, you know, some jewelry, and you can take that tonight, and it'll give it a different look. Oh, I'm sorry. I see the young lady that was in the movie, The Hate U Give. I'm sorry, I just see her dress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's interesting. Oh, it's like the flapper look. But, yeah, that is just a little easy thing that you can do is add in a jacket. That will always take it tonight. And jewelry,
right.
Adding a little bit more jewelry can take it tonight. And your shoe. One thing about me, my husband, he would complain about it, but I was like, do not take my shoes out the car. I always keep. Like just a pair of, I always keep, in the summertime I have like a pair of my favorite go-to, I could dress it up, I can dress it down, pair of heels. I always have a pair of heels, and I always have like a jacket in the car, because you just never know, you know, what's going on in the evening, and that way it'll be easy for you to change, you know, take your outfit from day to night just with your shoes. And, you know, and also in the summertime, you may not want to add a jacket because it's not, you know, the weather is not conducive to that. But you can always just add jewelry or just keep just simple essentials, or I call them staples, wardrobe staples, around to just take it up. You can always add like a little a lace tank, and then with some heels, and then just put in a clutch. A clutch will always elevate your outfit for evening as well. Because it's just something about just holding that bag. It kind of just, it does something for your outfit. It does something for your outfit as far as, like, taking it to evening or nighttime. Because it's small, it's compact, and you only need, like, a little thing, you know, little things in it. But it's what you need, and it's functional as well. So, you know, when you, usually if you, when you're going out at night, you are, you know, you're active. You're moving around. You're at the bar. You're sitting. You're up. You could be dancing. So it's easy for you to not worry about, like, having a big bag. You're not going to have a big bag lugging that around at nighttime, you know? So
right.
Those are, like, essentials, I think, for taking a look from, you know, from day to night.
Did any of you happen to see Megan Good on the red carpet tonight? Like, I believe she just arrived. And so I just saw the back of her, but it's like, it looks like a dress that has this really long train in the back. It's like a lilac maybe. And then with her and this new short blonde hair, it's so beautiful. And that's just from the back.
I didn't see her, but I do love the short blonde hair on her.
Yeah, I think they just arrived because I think two of the hosts were talking and you could see her and her husband arrive in the background. So maybe they'll show her a little later, but it's so beautiful.
She always, you know, she is one of my, like, hair inspiration persons. I like to give people, also, it's another thing that can be done for fashion as well, for, like, style. Somebody that has style that you like, and then you can just kind of, as far as your body type, you know, your skin tone, I use that, like, for her. As far as hair, I always like her goddess locks that she did. I'm like, I can do that. We like about the same skin tone. And then just the colors that she used for her hair. I just colored my hair recently, and I was just thinking, like, could I go lighter, or can I get some lighter highlights? But seeing how it looks on her, I think that I could do it. But, you know, I'm still thinking. Yeah, but I do really like the short blonde hair on her. It really looks good on her.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. I see that on the Twitter live feed for the academies, they're doing two guys here. They're, like, interviewing. And his jacket is different. It's actually almost like... Do you see it?
You talking about Billy?
Oh, no, it's not Billy. I don't know who this guy is, but his jacket
is.
Yeah, I really like the way his jacket is. It's very different. It has, like, a double layer, like a double lapel, and it kind of cuts across higher than a usual tuxedo jacket. But
okay. But now with Billy, it's like it's the whole bottom of the dress is, like, gone, and it's just like a pantsuit now.
Oh, wow. You know, I just worked with him on were you guys on, you know, everything runs together. You guys were not on Limited Partners. I worked with Billy on Limited Partners actually last year, towards the end of the year, and I was actually his costumer. So it's just the way he's very vocal with his clothes, but not in a bad way, in a good way. He allows you to do your job, and then he wears everything so well, and that's why I could not wait to see what he had on, because I know it was something grand. It was something that I know that he would do, because that's his personality. And even he had on some of the amazing suits that he would wear for his wardrobe. That was absolutely amazing. He has great style. I like Billy's style. So now you said the jacket is off, and so he just has on.
Well, the bottom of the dress is off, like the skirt of the dress is off, and it's just like a pantsuit. That's why I think I kind of described it as a tuxedo dress.
because that's how it looked like he was wearing a nice fitted tuxedo, but then like he had a dress. So
I know, and I'm looking at when I looked at it, I was like, oh, it just looks like he has just like a long coat on over his suit, but he is now.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying that he disconnected the bottom part, and so now he's
that's what it looks like. Uh-huh.
Oh,
but it's the
wow.
Same outfit. I think it's the same outfit. It's just he doesn't have the dress part is not there.
Gotcha. You know what? I'm not surprised that he did that, because did you see him what he had on for the Golden Globes? He had a long dramatic his jacket. It was a cape, a long cape on his jacket.
Wow. Did you guys see Charlize Theron's dress?
Yes. Was it? I was just talking about that one. It was. God, what color was it? It was a pale.
It's like pale blue.
Mhm. Pale blue is a trend. It's a trend color for the spring. Yeah, but I did see that dress. That's when I asked the question about the classic simple looks.
Mhm.
Yeah, I was talking about hers.
Yeah, it's like over the top classic.
Mhm.
It almost looks like something from another time period.
I can see that.
And Helen Mirren is always so gorgeous to me. Always, always, always. She's got on like this pink, like this fuchsia pink dress. Oh, it's just beautiful.
I have to see who. What has she been in? I'm trying to. I recall her name.
And then.
Oh, I see.
Glenn Close. And a lot of the women, like Helen Mirren's age, they're always so classic and so, you know, it doesn't take much for them to look nice and to put it all together. It's like the makeup is always, you know, pretty simple, you know, and not to take this in the wrong way, they're always like a little heavy on the blush, simple eye, lip, you know what I mean? But it looks nice though. It looks nice because everything else is played down a bit. So it just looks nice to have that pop of color there on the cheek. And then and they cover up, which I don't have a problem with. You know what I mean? Their dresses, cover the shoulders, the dresses cover the legs, and, you know, so I don't have a problem with that, but they always look very nice.
Mm-hmm. And she's wearing like the pink, more of like a mauve, like chiffon, dress I'm looking at right now. And I'm looking at, is it Glenn Close?
Yes, Glenn Close, yeah.
With the gold dress, the gold metallic dress. Uh-huh.
So I did see Megan Good. I can see her dress from the side, not really from the front. And I'm going to be honest with you, the color is beautiful. I'm not in love with her. The hair, makeup, and like I said, I think I would have to see this in person to be sure, but maybe it's the camera flash. I don't know, but the makeup looks a little light, and then the combination of the blonde hair and the dark brow, I'm not really liking that.
And see, that was the one thing, and I want to ask you guys about that too. I'm glad you said that, because when I changed my hair color, and I didn't go blonde, I went kind of like a red, I guess like an auburn kind of color, and my brows, I had to change. Well, I couldn't do them as, like, I felt like they were too, it was too dark. So as a makeup artist, do you recommend for people to, when they lighten their hair color, to get their brows, like, tinted? Or do you recommend that?
You know, I do. I recommend them, even if they don't go super light, but just go just a little bit lighter than, you know, than what you're doing. Like, for her brows were dark. And then I think for her, she should have gone a little bit lighter, even if it were just like a nice Brown. But I think I just recently heard that she may have had her brows. What is it called? Like the
microblading.
Yeah, the microblading of the brows. So, and I know sometimes when you get them done, that they can go very dark. So it's best to me, I think, even in that, that it should have been just a little bit lighter, like a little lighter, because that's so, that's such a contrast. But I definitely do recommend, you know, you really technically, it's like your brow should be like a shade or two lighter than your hair color. And if she's that light, but I think for her being blonde, it should go a little bit darker. She should be a shade or two darker than her hair color. So she shouldn't necessarily be that dark.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I, to me, I never agree with a person, of like a black woman with blonde hair and then blonde brows. Unless you're like extremely, extremely light, but I would prefer to see, if you're going to have blonde hair, I would just prefer to see you lighten your brow, you know, so that it doesn't look like blonde hair and black brows, or blonde hair and like extremely, you know how that dark, dark brown is so dark it looks black?
Your brow
shouldn't be that color. So I'm not saying go drastic. I'm just saying, you know, take it down a notch, like you said, because it's too much of a contrast.
Yeah, that's the first thing that I noticed when I did my makeup. I was like, oh, God. And I had to kind of take some of it off my brow because it was contrasting, and I was like, oh, gosh. And so then when I started looking at pictures of other people, I'm like, oh, people, they lighten their brows a little. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. But you know, like when we have somebody come on a show and they're sitting in our chair and they, you know, for instance, their hair is one color and their brow, they have their natural brow, but they have like a different, extremely different color hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just take the brow pencils or whatever we're using for brows, you know, and just do it that way, and just put a little color in the brow and it works. But you definitely have to make some kind of adjustment.
Right. So you recommend that you can just use a brow pencil to change the color.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay.
You know, it's temporary. You don't have to go and get like a temporary, like a semi-permanent temporary type thing. You can just use makeup.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's what I started. I'm like, okay. And I had a really dark brown brow, a brow powder, a really, really dark brown where it almost looks, you know, I guess black. And then I had a lighter one, so I started using the lighter one. I don't use the darker one anymore. So
you all know what's going to happen, though, right? This is now that Megan is wearing the light hair and the dark brows, she's going to start a trend. Just watch for it, you know, on Instagram.
Really?
That's how I feel, because I don't think she's going to lighten them up at all.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
No, she's serious about her brows. So she's going to, whatever she's going to do, I think she's doing it right now. You know what I mean? So
you said she's serious about her brows?
Oh, yeah.
Very much.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think most people, I mean, are for the most part, but, you know, some people are more than others. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Do you guys see this red dress?
Who's in the red dress you're talking about?
I can't remember this actress's name, but she's in, like, a red patent leather dress, and, you know, it has all of this, it has a kind of a full bottom. Oh, and Queen Latifah's in a black sequin. Oh, it looks like it's actually different, like a puzzle piece, like dress. But they're all black, different shades of black, muted blacks. And she has another, like a long sleeve, long dress, sequin. I'm actually back on the Twitter feed now.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I see a picture on Instagram of Megan, back to her and her brows. I see a picture of her on Instagram. And her brows, they are dark, but it doesn't look as bad as I imagined it.
Mm.
They're dark, but it doesn't
long.
Look as bad. Yeah, mm-hmm, it doesn't look as bad. This is a picture from tonight.
Oh, I just didn't like what I saw. Like I said, it could have been the lighting. The dress was really pretty from what I saw, but it threw me off when I saw that.
And I'm glad she didn't overdo the makeup, because it's, you know, it's a lot going on with that hair color and then the dark brows, you know, so it's great that she didn't overdo anything else.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at a picture now. She has on, like, the light pink.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, yeah. And I see her brows.
Cute,
I can see what you're saying. She looks like she has on a one-shoulder dress as well.
Yeah, the dress is cute, I think.
All the pictures that I see online, it's from the back. So I was like, I want to see. Oh, I see it a little bit in the mirror. Oh, okay. Yeah, I never really thought about that as far as hair color and when people color their hair and then their brows. You have to make an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't know that until it happened.
Yeah, and this, yeah, I think the color, oh my God, the color of that gown is just amazing to me.
Which gown?
Well, Megan's.
Oh, Megan's, oh, the pink, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
I wish
on
I could see it from the front.
You may just have to Google Megan on the red carpet.
Yeah. I just think about how long that they're actually in these clothes. What were you saying?
I was saying, how long has she been wearing the blonde hair?
Looking at, if you want to kind of judge from like her Instagram, maybe, because I remember I saw it, I was like, oh, that's cute, but it was a black and white picture. So it's like the beginning of February, maybe like two or three weeks or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As far as I can see from pictures, it looked like she may have just cut it. It was dark, and then she, no, it's blonde right there too.
I'm asking it because it's
been blonde for. Okay, since December, looks like I may still be wrong.
I'm just wondering because I'm just like wondering like what. You know, if her hair was darker, would she have chosen this color dress, or, you know, what she would have done is what I'm wondering.
Mm. You know what? I'm looking at, okay, I see it. And it's so interesting that you guys would catch that look, the brow and then the hair color that you would catch. Of course, you would catch that. But the dress is really pretty, though. I see the front of it now.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous dress.
Mm-hmm. See, in some pictures it looked pink, but then on this one it clearly is lilac. It's like light, you know, a soft purple color.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking it was.
Yeah, it is.
Gorgeous color.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
Now,
I know it really is. Not talking fashion, but What do you think Black Panther's chances are?
I think the chances are good. I think they have great
mm-hmm.
chances. But one thing I can say, I wouldn't be so, it to me is obvious that they should definitely be, they should win Best Picture, like hands down. It's not even a question. But I would be surprised if they don't, just because.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just feel like it's usually kind of rationed out, if you will, as far as different,
mm-hmm.
okay, if we're going to give this, you know, if we're going to give this award, then we have to not give it for, you know, like another category, or I just sometimes I feel like it's a bit strategic as far as with the, sometimes they just don't go off of the Best Picture. I think there are other things that are involved in the decision as well. That's
my
take on it.
I kind of would be surprised if it did get it, only because it's considered like, I'm not gonna say superhero, but you know, it's a Marvel movie, and normally though this is the very first one of its type to even
right.
be nominated. I think they're just opening the door for those types of movies. I think Spike Lee's movie has a great chance of doing something.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. I'll be pleasantly surprised if it does.
I didn't think about it. I'm just thinking about as far as everything. I felt that everything, all aspects of the movie, because you know, I work in the industry and everything just lined up perfectly as far as the cast and, you know, the script and the wardrobe, the production, the cinematography. To me, everything is great. So I feel like they should definitely win. But again, you mentioned that it's the first Marvel movie, the first superhero to be even nominated for Best Picture. So I get that. So it's kind of like, oh, we just, okay, we're going to, at least you're nominated. You're the first. So
right.
I'm still hopeful.
I think some people are going to look at it like, that's like giving Wonder Woman an Oscar for Best Picture. Or Spider-Man, you know what I mean? And I don't know if people think that way because they're thinking about the acting. Not that the acting wasn't good on Black Panther, but when you think about it, it wasn't, you know, when you think about some of the dramas out there, I don't know what they're looking at. I think they felt like, though, that they had to because it did so well at the box office. I feel like they felt like they had to. The Oscars is trying to be more diverse. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, you have so many people voting now. There's a lot of diversity happening with the Academy now. So, you know, maybe there were more people of color able to vote this year, and maybe they voted for Black Panther.
Gotcha. I can see that. I don't know. I just, mm-hmm. of course, I feel like it deserves it, but it's almost like I can, you know what, now that I think about it, I can see, like, if Black Panther wasn't nominated for Best Picture, then I feel like it would have been a problem.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But I think they deserve it. Oh, what do you guys think about J-Lo's dress? It's like a mosaic mirror. Oh my gosh!
Well, it takes J Lo to be different on the carpet.
Her and A Rod. Okay, so what do you guys think about as far as the when you have a date, when you bring your date and you're in your dress? I just want to know what you guys think. How much as far as the man with their tuxedo or their look, how much effort you think they should put into it as far as it being cohesive with what the woman has on?
You're saying that if she's bringing a date?
Yeah, like if you say, for instance, how important do you think that the whoever the I guess like the main actor or actress that they're whoever their date is, that their look is cohesive with theirs, like kind of looks like
it's gotta be. It's gotta be. Yeah. Come on.
As far as color wise, too.
Yeah, color. It's gotta be. You know, or your date should just wear all black.
Mm.
Or, you know, something, white shirt and all black. You know, it's got to be. It's got to be.
That's
I mean,
it.
You don't have to be too matchy, but come on now. You have to look like you belong together.
Belong together.
Yeah.
I was just looking at this.
You know, because you're going to get talked about whether it's good or bad. So put forth an effort to make it right, you know. And speaking of that, what do you think about now Jennifer's dress? I just saw it, and I gotta say, I love it.
I do too.
Somebody,
I want to see the back of it. Did you guys see the back of it?
I haven't seen the back of it yet.
I'm just like
a walking disco ball.
Right.
Yeah, I saw
there
that too.
Go.
I saw that too. I love it. They said J-Lo just brought the bling and the disco to the Academy.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
But how do,
amazing,
about, how do you feel about, you know, someone repeating an outfit on the red carpet? Like, you know, Tiffany Haddish, I guess she thought it was funny, you know, the dress that she wore. I don't know if it was a year or two. No, she just kind of repeated it all last year.
No, I'm not a fan of repeating red carpet looks. I mean, it's the red carpet.
Right.
It's the red carpet, meaning that it is a, you know, it's something that is going to, and all of these looks are being archived somewhere. You can pull up even 2009 red carpet looks. It's just,
yeah.
I just don't feel that it should be repeated. I think that all the people that are in a position where they don't have to repeat, why are you repeating a dress? You don't have to repeat it.
No.
But I don't think it's good to repeat red carpet looks. It's just because it's being photographed.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think, to me, I just think that's like, it's just not funny at all to me. It's like, I mean, I don't hate to say it, I'm just going to say it. It's almost ignorant in a way. Like, you know, I understand you're trying to, you're being funny and you don't care, but it's like if you've been blessed to be invited to the Oscars or the Golden Globes or whatever the case may be, and especially as a comedian, let's not forget she's a comedian first, you know, and then, you know, you have the opportunity to be able to be invited and you show up and you wear whatever you're going to wear. I mean, I would want it to go down in history as this is what I wore to the Oscars, but it's also what I wore to when I hosted, or whatever it was, Saturday Night Live, or, you know, and then you wore it somewhere else. It's like, come on.
I mean, yeah, you're going to be talked about. I don't think you're going to be talked about in a good way. You will be talked about, or maybe people may not even do the research to even notice. Well, no one even notices that you have on the same thing. But for her, I mean, I remember that, but I just don't recommend it being done. It's just it's not good because that's the whole point of it. That's the whole point of the red carpet is something new and fresh and your take on it. So.
Can you remember back in the day where we used to be, you couldn't wait for the Grammys because you wanted to see what Toni Braxton was going to wear? She was always the one who stunned with the dress. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think that's who Jennifer is becoming, J-Lo. I think that's who she's becoming because we know she's going to wear something amazing, you know?
It's funny that you mentioned her. I'm still staring at the dress.
Yeah. I mean, I can't stop looking at it.
I said it's funny that she brought Jennifer up again because I'm still staring at her dress.
Yeah. When I saw it, I was like, wow. It just made me stop what I was saying. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Jennifer, her dress.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'm looking at
her
like,
makeup. Everything's pretty.
And the thing too, you got to think about, I think about the craftsmanship that went into that. Because it's laying mm-hmm. on her body like it's – that's the thing. I love fabrics. And people – like anybody that knows me, they know I love fabrics. Like I do not play about my fabrics. So with fabrics, when a designer can manipulate fabrics to look a certain way and the fact
mm-hmm.
that it looks like mirror, so those pieces aren't all flat. They are flat, but they're not curved. But for it to, like, curve around
right.
her body like that, to me, that's what gets me excited about fashion, how fabrics work. Like, what type of fabric is that? Like, what type of finishings they use? And what I like to get into it and see, like, how it was made and how it was constructed. But,
right.
yeah, she looks amazing.
Nice.
And her body, goodness, she's not aging. I mean, what? She just got it. She really has it going on.
Exactly.
And her skin is always so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer, yeah. Yeah.
So
and I love the fact that with this particular dress, because normally you see her and her hair may be up or half up or something, but I love the fact that she just wore it all down.
Yeah. All of that, I think all of that goes into, and I just commend, that's why I feel like people who are real, like, style icons, when you can just, everything looks good on you, and you can, like, reinvent yourself in different looks, and everything works for you. She just gets it right. She gets it right, most of the time. I would say all the time she gets it right. I mean, there have been a couple of times where, and the only reason with J-Lo, a lot of the times, the only reason why you say, ooh, because it's just so daring sometimes, some of the things she wears.
Right.
That
right.
you just, I don't even, you don't have the, you know, I don't have the courage to wear that. That's the only, you know, problem I have with it. But she looks really good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing with J-Lo. It almost doesn't matter what it looks like, but you know she's going to look good in it. You know the makeup's going to be on point, the hair is going to be on point, the jewelry, the nails, the body is always on point. And so it could be the ugliest thing out there, but she's
mm-hmm.
going to look good in it.
Always. You can always. So far, who are your favorites tonight going forward?
Well, I still haven't seen Megan Good's dress from the front. You know, I saw Regina King, and that was one of my favorites. But then I saw Angela Bassett, and I was like,
oh,
wow. But I'm, you know, that J-Lo, I had to go back a couple of times and look at it again. That's like, I mean, I know she's not being nominated or anything, but that dress, and me, I'm the simple classic one.
Mm-hmm.
But that dress is all I can say. I'm leaning to J-Lo.
Okay. I don't know. Go ahead.
For me, I'm still saying Regina King. I think because when I saw it right away, it just blew me how everything together was just so perfect. I mean, I do love Angela's dress. It's amazing. She looks amazing. I love Megan's dress. And I think one of the things I love about her dress is the color.
J-Lo is just a showstopper to me sometimes. And I love that, I was reading something about it, what they called the walking disco ball, but it's a Tom Ford dress. I love her makeup and her hair. So she's another one that the whole package to me looks amazing. But Regina, like I said, it's just classic. It looks like something I would have expected her to come to the Academy Awards wearing for her first nomination. You know what I mean? I just felt like it was thought out. She's wearing an Oscar de la Renta dress. And then I really do like Amanda Stenberg. And because I know her, it's typical of her style. So that was one of the ones that I just liked her whole look, the hair. I loved her hair tonight. And, you know, her makeup is typical her. And I think that was another well-put-together package. And it was one of those looks that represents her and her style. So I think that's one of the things that I kind of liked. It wasn't her trying to be something else and, you know, wear something that she probably typically would not wear. So I think I really love that as well. But there's a lot of them that I just kind of saw briefly and quickly. Charlize Theron, it's so what's the word I want to give it? Like I said, it looks like something from another time period, a classic piece from another time period. But I think she's wearing it really well, and I love the color on her. I'm not so sure how much I like that dark hair on her.
Maybe
because I'm not used to seeing it. Yeah, on Charlize.
Yeah.
It's not like, for me, it's not like best dressed, but I think it's a great dress for her. I'm just not excited about the hair color, but she looks great, I think.
Yeah.
And what about you? What do you think about it?
Oh, gosh. It's so many. I'm actually looking at them, and I would definitely have to say I'm gonna go with Angela Bassett. It's so dramatic. Okay, it's between Angela Bassett and Regina King, and I'll tell you why. Angela Bassett, just because it's so regal, but then it has some drama with like the shoulder, and so you get a little bit of drama, and then it has a train. I just like visually, like the way it looks on her and the way in everything, her hair, just like the simple ponytail with the part down the middle to the, you know, the hair to the back, and then the earrings, the bag. And Regina King, it's so regal and beautiful, and it's simple. I like when you can make something simple look elegant and beautiful. So, and I like the way the fabric is draped. And her train, and it's just everything. Now, the only thing, though, her shoes.
Yes.
I'm on the fence with the shoes because I probably wouldn't have covered, just because, I mean, I know she has a high slit, and, you know, as far as with fashion, you got to find that balance. Like, okay, if you're going to wear, you know, a slit this high, then, you know, your leg, you want it. I think she was, because she's being nominated, maybe, you know, she's trying to just not go too far. But I probably would have wore a different shoe. I wouldn't have probably wore that one. It would have been maybe, even if it was just not as covered up, maybe a little bit more skin. Even if she wanted to just keep her toes covered, I would have probably did a different style of shoe, instead of it being just a pump, like a white pump. That's my only thing. So I would say Angela Bassett right now is my number one look so far. And she comes in second. But I do like J-Lo. J-Lo is my third. But, yeah, so far, That's where I am with each one of these looks.
Cool. Well, look, Lenitra, why don't you share with us where people can find you on social media?
Yes. You can find me. All of my handles are the same, which is Style Maven Life. Style Maven, which is M-A-V as in Victor, E-N, Life. And so that's on Instagram, Style Maven Life on Twitter. I'm even Style Maven Life on Pinterest and on Facebook. That's my page. It's called The Style Maven Life as well. And also I have a page with my husband. His name is Brandon, and my name is Lenitra. We kind of put that together. We have the Land of Life. My husband is a personal fitness trainer. So we have also another page where we discuss all things fashion and fitness, basically. So I feel like with one, you know, you have your body, which your body has to look a certain way in your clothes in order for it to look right. And so I think it's important for you to, you know, those two things for me, they go hand in hand. You look better in your clothes when your body is at its best, looking its best. So we have that, and that's called The Land and Life. And we just talk about basically it's like it's a lifestyle. It's just a lifestyle brand. And also I do body scrubs. You ladies have tried the scrubs as well. So I make body scrubs, and it's called So You Skin. So stay tuned for that. We're actually marketing that right now. And getting that going. So it's body scrubs and soaks, so things that you can soak in. I know nowadays a lot of women don't take baths because, you know, everything is just so quick and convenient with the shower. So it's one of the products that I think is really important for you to just self-care and take care of yourself with, you know, soaking and taking care of your skin and scrubbing. I know you guys know the importance of that. So, yeah, those are the things that I have going on right now. But, yeah, you can check me out on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under all those names.
Nice. And why don't you tell us, well, not us, but tell our listening audience where they can find us on social media.
You can find us on Twitter, we're beauty underscore talk. On Instagram, we're beauty underscore talk underscore media. And on Facebook, we're Beauty Talk Online Radio. And then you can follow us both at Denise Tunell, DeniseTunnell on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can follow Janice at Janice Tunell, that's JaniceTunnell. Tunnellonce again on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, ladies, that's our time for tonight. Thank you so much, Lenitra, for joining us. We really enjoyed having you on. It was fun.
Thank you.
We'll have to do this
fun.
Again next year.
Yes. Let's make it an annual thing.
Absolutely. This is a fun show for us all the time, just looking. Watching the red carpet show and just discussing what we see. But we thank you. Hopefully you'll enjoy the Academy Awards tonight. I'm going to try to look at as much of it as I possibly can. I think it comes on in a couple of minutes. So thank you for me.
Thank you guys so much. It was such a pleasure. I even learned a thing or two. That I had questions about, and now I know. Thank you guys so much. I always learn so much from you guys, so I just want to thank you guys for doing this and having this this podcast and continue to share your knowledge and share your expertise because it is needed, and you guys do such a great job. Like, I absolutely love y'all and all the many things that you guys do and all the hard work and effort that you put into every single thing that you do, and you guys do a lot, so I really appreciate you ladies, and I love y'all, and thank you for having me on.
Welcome. We love you too.
Well, to everyone who's listening, thank you for tuning in, and we will chat with you guys again next week at the same time, 9 p.m. So everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody. Thanks, Anitra.
Good night.
Oh, thank you. Good night.